Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia, causing loss of memory, mood changes, and problems with communication and reasoning. Southampton General Hospital is home to one of the country's 15 Alzheimer's research centres. The team is dedicated to finding the cause and how best to treat it. They've been analysing brain tissue. Here's Dr. Roxana Carrare.
So this is what the blood vessels look like in a normal aged brain. They're intensely stained, they're black and visible. Whereas in the Alzheimer's brain, they appear to be sparser, fewer, and less staining.
It's taken this team of doctors 15 years to reach this point. Their research focuses on why proteins accumulate in the blood vessels in the brain of a person with Alzheimer's, which could account for some of the dementia seen in these patients. They're now trying to identify why this happens.
What we want to establish is whether the aging process that the walls of the blood vessels undergoes, the influence of lifestyle, cholesterol, exercise, genes have on the walls of blood vessels that reduces their capacity to get rid of this amyloid beta.
15,000 people in Hampshire are living with dementia today. That's one of the highest figures in the UK. But funding lags far behind other serious diseases. The Mayor of Southampton, Councillor Terry Matthews, says it's a sign of the times.
I saw a little tube of protein and it was very, very tiny, and it will just give one person in the team a month's work, but it costs £300 for this little tube. And when you think that they need a fair bit of this protein to be able to carry on research, you can see it costs megabucks.
The team say they're trying to keep costs down, but just to answer a basic question can cost up to £100,000. They employ students to help with the research, such as 21-year-old Lydia.
Everything that I've learned, immunohistochemistry technique, I've never come across it before. I had to pick it up really quickly, but it's been amazing. I've learned a lot this summer and I can take it on in the future and maybe do something more with what I've learned.
And with the numbers of people with Alzheimer's expected to double in a generation, the team say it's vital that they do everything they can to learn more about the disease and how to treat it.